Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the City of Eunice, Louisiana, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission at www.cajuntravel.com, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight will be Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers. And your host, he's food and culture editor for the Daily Advertiser and the Times of Acadiana, Monsieur Herman Fusilier. So let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers.
Welcome y'all one more time to the Rendezvous the Kai Jam program here at the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana. I'm Herman Fusilier. My pleasure to be here tonight. It's been a couple of months since I've been able to do this program, so it's good to be back tonight. So whether you're listening on the radio, watching on TV, sit back and relax, have a good time, and you can do the same thing if you're here, but you want y'all to dance too. Plenty of dance room available, and one of the best dance bands around, Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers with us tonight.
Thank you.
Going to have some good music and talk to the band a little bit too late on. So, Mac, what's our next number?
La Chatter's really blowing.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Song sometimes called the Cajun National Anthem, La Belle Jolie Blonde, with Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers. Let's meet the band members right now, y'all. Right behind me on steel guitar, R.C. Vanacore. And next to him on fiddle, Raymond Cormier. And the man in the middle on accordion, Percy Boudreaux. And behind him on drums, Albert Miller. And way on the far end on guitar, Dudley Hebert. And the man with the cowboy hat and the bass guitar, Mac Manuel himself. Now, Mac, usually the accordion player's name goes on the band. How did this happen where the bass player got his name out front?
He's got the paycheck.
You give the paychecks
yeah,
up.
That's it.
All right, well, that sounds good to me.
That's it.
What we got next?
Bayou Noir.
Bayou Noir. Bayou Noir, Black Bayou, Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers. Mac, give us a little history of the band. I have a CD by y'all from 1997, Memoirs du Passé. Is that...
That's correct. Let me tell you a little bit of story. You said, how did I get to be named in the front of the band? My wife and I had six children, and next to the youngest was a boy, and he was about 25 years old, and we had to tell him he had to leave. He had to, you've been here long enough on the nest. Go somewhere else, boy. And at that time, I was 62 years old. My wife said, well, what are we going to do now? We followed the ball fields for 26 years. All of our children played baseball. I said, well, I think I'm going to get me a band. She said, a band? I said, yes. She said, what kind of a band? I said, a music Cajun band, lady. That's what I'm going to do. She said, are you crazy? I said, probably so. So I started gathering some. She said, you don't play no instruments. I said, I'll learn. So I started gathering up equipment, and I formed a band in 92, I believe it was, with Gino Thibodeau. And then he quit playing for a while, and Jesse come with us, Jesse Leger. And that's when we put that CD out, Memoir du Passé.
Yeah, man.
It was Mac Manuel, Jesse Leger, and the Lake Charles Ramblers.
Which was a great CD.
Me and Arcee was the only one on that CD. But we had a good time. It's been a good CD.
So how old were you, 60?
62.
So never too old to start learning and playing music. And you've been the popular band. People really like your music. Y'all won some awards, too, over the years, I think, huh? CFMA awards?
CFMA awards. We were. Arcee, you remember how many? We were nominated, nearly all of them, for each category. I think six or seven of them.
Okay.
And we won Song of the Year. Jesse wrote a song, Chemonier de Toi. And then he re-recorded Memories in My Heart, which he added a third verse to it on our CD.
Which was kind of the same as Making Believe, the old country song.
It's the same thing, same melody.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're a pleasure to have y'all here again tonight, Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers. Percy, what's next?
Jam Shashik.
Thank you. Jam Shashe, come and get me by Ira Lejean from way back. Percy, while the people up dancing, let's do another one right now. What you got next?
Scott Playboy Special. Playboy Special, originally done by Walter Mouton. Percy Boudreaux doing a fine job on accordion on that one. Mac, earlier you were telling us about, you know, starting your band 62 years old back in the 90s. Were you always interested in Cajun music? Just how long you been?
Yes, I was. That's all I've listened to all my life, you know.
Okay.
But with six children playing baseball.
Where are you originally from?
I was born and raised in Lake Charles.
Okay. And you live there now?
Family's from Church Point.
Oh, okay, okay. And where you live now, in Lake Charles?
I live in Welch. I moved to Welch 4 years ago.
Okay, all right, good. Anybody introduce you? How do you and Jesse Leger go back? Y'all met in the band together?
No. Jesse moved from Lake Arthur to Lake Charles, and he was looking for a job. And I had a son. I was a lumber salesman at a company, and my son was in charge of the shipping in the back. And I heard that Jesse was looking for a job. I heard of him, but I've never met him. So I met him one night at the VFW they were playing, and I said, I know where you can get a job, but I said, your boss will be half your age. And he said, that didn't matter. So we took off from there.
Ah, okay.
Became very, very good friends.
Yeah, yeah. And y'all had a reunion show here, what, earlier in the year, but Jesse came back and played.
Saturday after Mardi Gras.
Okay, okay. And I understand that was a big show.
It was great. It was great. The place was full. One of the members passed away. Littell Hanks played rhythm guitar.
Okay.
But we got Joel Sawwater sit in on a rhythm guitar, and he played Littell's guitar.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
So it was a heck of a show, Sam.
Yeah,
like
it was. It was a great show. I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
We had a good time. I'm sure Arcee did, too.
Good deal. Good deal. So, Percy, what you feel like next?
Waltz or No Return.
Waltz or No Return.
I'm just going to sing it for him.
All right. With the drum on vocals.
Waltz of No Return, Mac Miller and the Lake Charles Ramblers. Albert Miller on vocals on that one, the drummer himself singing. Percy, let's keep the music going a little bit. What's up next for the people? Tigalo.
And I'd like to send this out to a good friend of mine that's listening on the internet radio all the way from Pell City, Alabama. Hello, Jimmy Haynes. How are you doing?
In Alabama.
Yeah.
All right.
La plus vieille de la bande, c'est la plus brillante, c'est la plus jolie, elle a les yeux canailles. Et tu parles ta part que j'écoutais ton bec, et tu parles ta part parce qu'il n'est pas sa banquette. C'est la mienne jusqu'à Paris, la vie, t'es galop, mais pour les points ton bain. Cher jolie, mais non, les voix c'est là, et ça s'est passé long, mais j'en veux pas du tout. Thank you.
Tigalo pour la Pointe Topin. Mac Mann, you're in the Lake Charles Ramblers. Percy, some pretty young lady was taking your picture just a while ago. You know who that was?
That was my youngest daughter, Phoebe.
Oh, okay. I thought she kind of looked like you a little bit. Well, Percy, tell us a little. This is my first time meeting you tonight. You're doing a fine job on accordion. Just tell us a little about yourself.
I am from Welsh, Louisiana. I started playing when I was about 12.
Okay.
And I played with a band called the Band Passepartout in the early 90s.
Yeah, okay.
And before that, I played with Joe Seymour and the Louisiana Cajuns. So I took a hiatus for quite a long time, and I just kind of started playing back with Mac every now and then.
Oh, all right. So you just took a break from music? Any reason in particular? Or just needed a little break?
I burnt myself out, to be honest with you. That's all I did when I was young.
Yeah, well,
that's all I did.
It's not the first musician that's happened
to
you.
No, I don't believe.
It can be a grind, for sure.
I never lost my love for it, though. I mean, it's always in my heart.
How did you learn to play the accordion?
Bugging every accordion player I could find.
Yeah, yeah. Any in particular kind of influence you?
Probably the one who helped me out the most was Danny Brasso.
Danny Brasso, he's a good one too. Yes, indeed.
That was always one of my heroes, and he kind of took me under his wing when I was young, and he treated me like a little brother, and I'll always be grateful for that.
Great, great. Y'all give him a round of applause. He's doing a fine job on the accordion. Percy Boudreau. So what's up next? Our next number. Faust de ma chance. Albert Miller après chanté on that one. La Vase de ma chance. Going back to Lawrence Walker on that one. So Percy, give us another one before I tell people about some of the upcoming Liberty shows. What do you feel like playing next? Let me talk to your heart, Belton Richard. All right. Laisse-moi parler à ton cœur. Let me talk to your heart. Mac Manuel and Lake Charles Ramblers. Albert Miller singing like Belton Richard on that one. We're live at the Liberty Theater in Eunice, Louisiana, the Rendezvous de Cajun program. Second to last program of 2012. Can y'all believe it? Almost done, almost heading into a new year. Next weekend, there'll be more music. December 15th, the Saturday night, the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. That's Randy Vidrine, Yvette Landry, and the whole gang. But that'll be the last show for the year. No show on December 22nd, the Saturday before Christmas, and also no show on December 29th, right before New Year's. But 2013, we'll start with another schedule here at the Liberty. Kevin Nakan, the Osant Playboys. That'll be on January 5th. Kevin, now part of Lafayette Consolidated Government, a politician, but still a fine accordion player and musician. January 5th, Kevin Nakan. Then on the 12th, Yvette Landry Band will be performing. And La Décote Cajun Band, also on January 12th. January 19th here at the Liberty Theater. It'll be Homer Lejeune and the Cajun Kings. January 26th, Nancy Seymour's School of Music and Jamie Berza and Cajun Tradition. And looking ahead into February, the schedule's still open for February 2nd. Then it's Samedi Gras, the Saturday before Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is early this year, but February 9th, the Jambalaya Cajun Band with the big Mardi Gras show. And as usual, the Basile Mardi Gras Association will be here. Then on February 16th, Rachel Wilson and Cajun Express, a favorite of the Liberty Theater. Rachel just came out with a new CD, and the schedule's still open for February 23rd. So that's just some of the bands coming up here at the Rendezvous de Cajun program for the rest of the year and into 2013. And next week, the Lafayette Rhythm Devils right here at the Liberty Theater in Eunice. So Mac Manuel and Lake Charles Ramblers with us tonight. What's next, first? Jean Glamois. Jean Glamois. Anglais moi, think of me at least one time a day. Percy, you got another one ready? You can play right quick.
How about Chad Alice?
Thank you.
Going back to Lawrence Walker on that one. Shad Alice. Yes,
Herman, we have a special guest that came with me tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to call him up here. He's going to do a couple songs for us. An old musician from way back, and he's still a great musician. And we're going to call him up to the stage now, Mr. Milton Vanacore.
Oh, all right. I was wondering if he was here. Okay. Mr. Milton Vanacore, because he played with the big reunion show back earlier in this year. Yes, indeed. It would be a pleasure to have him play on the stage with Mac Manuel in the Lake Charles Ramblers. Goes back to Ira LeJand. He played with Ira LeJand and the Lacassine Playboys back in the day. And that's your father, huh, right, Mr. Vanacore? Your uncle, okay. Yes, indeed. While we're waiting for him, always been fascinated with the steel guitar. I know I could never do it, but play a little bit by yourself just to give us a little demonstration. Anything you feel like. Sounds good, though. He's doing a good job. R.C. Vanacore, y'all. The nephew of Mr. Milton Vanacore. Welcome, Mr. Milton. Good to have you on the Rendezvous with the Kai Jam program. Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
And you're, what, I don't want to give you too many years now, 94 years old?
94.
And a half.
94 and a half.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you, and you going to play a little fiddle for us tonight?
No, I just sang. I just let him play the fiddle.
Okay, you're just going to do a little singing tonight. So what are we going to do next, Percy?
Herman, you see the Smucker's jar when they do that on the Today Show?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
100 years or older?
Right,
I'm going to put him on the Smucker's jar.
He should be on there. That's right. On the Smucker's jar. That's it.
He's going to be 95 in June.
95 years old in June. All right.
The world in a jug.
The world in a jug. Mr. Milton Vanacore on vocals.